Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
What does it mean to be human? Award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and good morning. I do want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I've got John Blystone here in the studio with me.
Good morning.
And, I'm glad you're here. I'm excited to hear kind of like what you're doing in your life. And I know you're doing good things. And you actually just won something, right? I love it.
Oh, it was a speech contest in Toastmasters. That's been one of my
avenues. Your funniest story, right? Was that what it's all about?
It was a humorous speech, and people were laughing. And I think I have to go to the next round now, and I think it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Okay. All right. Very cool. Well, I do want to say, one, we're so glad that you are here. I'm so grateful. I do want to wish everybody a happy Labor Day weekend. And my heart goes out to everyone in Houston. My daughter is out there. Thank God she is okay. Very close to everything. Wasn't able to, you know, really get out, which, you know, leave the house. So, but gosh, I tell you, so many people, you know, in a bad situation, kind of what we were just talking about, mm-hmm. In a bad situation, how do you make it a good situation? You know, other than I feel my heart goes out to the people that have lost their lives. But I tell you, anyways, there's lots of things on my Facebook. I hope that you follow me on there, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those places, because there's places there if you want to help or you want to donate some money. I would love to, you know, be able to give you places that you can do that. So they're posted on there. The other thing I'd love to do is if you have an event or a business that you would like to share on here on the Kim Pagano Show, I would love to do that for you. Or if you would like to sponsor our show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Get involved.
Get involved. We want to really make this a big thing. It's all about the brighter side of life, and we can't do it alone. And so I would appreciate anybody stepping up, making donations, and you know, it's a write-off for your business. However, we'll share your story. So with that, I do want to also, you know, invite everybody for our show today. We've got an interesting, I always wonder how I'm going to say this, but Gary John Bishop is going to be sharing his book, and it's The Un-F Yourself. And, you know, it's called Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life. But, you know, it's interesting. Our last show, we were talking about American Vision. And, you know, sometimes life happens to all of us. Not even sometimes. It does. Right? I mean, you know, you've gone through a divorce. I went through a divorce. I've lost a baby. Life happens, but how do you get back up on your horse, as you'd say,
absolutely,
and keep riding? And that's what it's all about. And that's what this show is all about. It's about having people, you know, share their journey so that you can know that maybe you've already been through that. Maybe they've been through that. And how do we, you know, get to wherever we're going and share where we're at, turn around and help the next person in line.
Yeah, I know for the last 2 years, that's one of the most amazing things for me is to hear people's story. And the stories are, everybody, it's unique, it's theirs, and it's just interesting to listen to them. And I have a friend who was telling me that I don't have a story. There's nothing. And I said, really, why don't you just tell me about the last 20 years of your life? And I listened to her, and by the end, she's like, oh, my God, I have a story. I'm like, of course you do.
Sometimes we don't know what our story is.
And it's not over.
Yeah.
But a lot of the chapters are written. So we've all written a book. We're all authors. We all have a
producers,
book.
Producers of our mm-hmm. own journey and our own story. So, well, I do want to start off with, of course, I always like to start our show with something uplifting. All labor that uplifts humanity has dignity and importance and should be undertaken with painstaking excellence.
Nice.
And that's really what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I love that all these people are out there with their boats and trucks and trying to help people. You know, you see an accident on the freeway, do you pull over? Do you walk by? You know, are you one of those kind of people? And I'm hoping that you're one of those people that take the time to make a difference in somebody else's life. You see somebody crying, you see something happening, do you walk by or do you, you know, step up?
Well, it's like you were saying, making something good out of a bad situation. Think about all the people that are helping people in Houston. And this is their opportunity to go out, and otherwise they wouldn't do it.
Right.
And they're going to experience how good you feel when you help someone else
without
expecting anything in return.
I totally agree.
One human helping
another.
We're
going to talk a little bit about what you did, okay? And I'm really, it's just a pretty amazing story and how that changed your life. You know, and that's what I do every day. I really love it. That's why I do what I do on my show. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in, you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way, waking up with us here. We've got lots of stuff that we are giving away on our show, and we would love you to be a part of our show. So call in. The phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, you want to let them know what's going on?
Yes, we do have some great gifts. Rubicon Theater, their presentation. It's the West Coast premiere of Incognito. Joe Spano wrote a very, very nice article about the Rubicon Theater. Hollywood actor.
He sure did, yeah.
He's a nice man, and he's a big shot.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, and he's,
yeah, and he's been on here plenty of times.
Such a good guy.
Very low-key, very
regular dude.
I love that.
The guy that wrote the big letter. It was more of like a thank you editorial.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would call it, but it was a nice love letter, if you will. So we have that. We also have Boots and Brews Country Music Festival wrapping up the legendary California Beer Festival. Boots and Brews Country Music Festival is going to be in Ventura on Sunday, September 17th. That's a great party. So let's enjoy that. We also have some great fun in those lovely little bags there, and that is California kettle corn with the high quality kernels. There's nothing like it. It's a party everywhere. You see them at events. You can have them at your next office party or as a gift from your business, and that's California kettle corn. Rolling Pin Donuts, everybody loves them. The best in Ventura County, located in Camarillo. And finally, the LA Zoo. Go to the zoo. The family will have so much fun, and Kim has tickets.
There you go. Also, I do also have tickets for the last 5 years, and this is the final weekend, and of course, that's at Camarillo Skyway Playhouse. We would love to share some tickets, so let's just start off with that. And of course, Camarillo Sky Playhouse, if you haven't already been there, it's 330 Skyway Drive in Camarillo. We've got tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. So, John, you wrote a book. Well, you're in the process of writing a book.
Just like
me.
With the lady.
I know.
Was the,
God, don't even. I know.
It's
I'm
written.
Sorry. I know.
It's just.
I know.
Not
I know.
Being shared.
Yeah. Well, we're going to share it a little bit right now. Tell me a little bit about what encouraged you to write your book.
Discouragement encouraged me.
Ooh, I like it. Very much like the vision, mm-hmm. you know, American vision. When something goes wrong in your life, do you make, you know, what do they say? Lemonade lemons or lemonade,
lemons
right?
Lemons or lemonade.
Yeah, and how do you turn it around? You know, sometimes I get, and I'm just going to share this with everybody, you get so down on yourself, or you get, you know, like that, oh, God, I can't do this. What am I going to do? And then you pop an idea, and you kind of, it's like you have to really work through that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what you did, right?
Yeah, and it's funny when you're not trying to create a solution, the solution just kind of develops and comes to you. And I was in a dark place. I was down as far as you could get, or as far as I could get. I was pretty much empty in all aspects, you know, spiritual, financial, emotional, all of it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And so I said,
where are you now?
I'm probably 80%.
Okay.
It's always
and that's
a work.
Fair. And I appreciate you
yeah,
sharing that.
Yeah, there's problems still, yeah. You know, you got to deal with.
Life is, I guess if you're living,
life is.
Well, you know, and seriously, they say if you have no problems, you're probably not living anymore.
That's true. Everybody's.
Isn't that really? It's crazy because I know I bring this up a lot, but I learned so much when my mom passed away. Her bills, everything still went on. She didn't have anything, but I had it. Because if you're living, you're carrying on with everything.
Yeah,
can I do my favorite Twilight Zone episode?
Tell me.
I'll do it in 30 seconds. So this guy dies, and he goes into the afterlife, and he's in a Vegas casino, and he was a gambler. And he is having the time of his life. All the women want him. He goes to the best shows. He cannot lose any game anywhere, anyhow. And then after a while, he can't lose anywhere, anyway, anyhow. And he goes and he says to the guy, hey, heaven, it's supposed to be what I want. And the guy says, who said you were in heaven? And he goes, da, da, da. And the whole thing
it.
Is, the reason why we do, and I know the depths, and we've all been there, and I think sometimes you're like this, but you're going to get out, and you're going
to
get out.
It's like the lesson that you have to learn, right? Yeah. And you have to be patient, and you have to just kind of, it's like riding the ocean.
Sure. And if I could give you a book to read, just one that was published a long time ago, Viktor Frankl. And,
mm-hmm.
and just read, you know, when you're searching for the meaning of life, this guy, you know, went through Auschwitz. He went through, you know, the worst time in the history of the world. And reading the book, you're thinking, not that he had a great time, but he made of it what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he realized through that, you can always find something. You can always find the need, the energy. And I will say this, for such a profound book, it's a very easy read. You can
really?
Have a 7th and 8th grader could read this
oh,
book.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely, and not one of those things, well, he went through that, so you can. It's not, doesn't diminish your downs, but it just shows you how
to progress. Oh, I'm going to read it. I've never read that.
Well, what's the saying that we've all survived 100% of our bad days?
Yeah.
We're still here.
Yeah, and it is different, but I do think the nuance of being able to see a sad movie because you've been to those depths and understand the joys, and you're just going to go through it. And I don't know who came up with this one, though. I walked through the shadow of the Valley of Death. Nobody told you to camp there. The point is keep walking, keep moving, and keep.
And I called it the Pity City. You can stop on the off ramp in Pity City for about 5 minutes and then move on. Okay, because if not, you could stay there. It's interesting. When you're kind of in that lull or that mood, or you just you feel alone. How do you feel alone with a lot of people around you? But you can do it. I've done it. I feel it. And so I'm sure other people have. And so you get invited to parties. You get invited to events, but you say no, no, no. And then you have to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on and say, I'll come. And once you get out of that, you kind of feel better. But if you want to stay there, it's sad. It's a hard place to stay. And so how did you move yourself out of that?
Well, I decided that the only way I was going to get out of my head, which was where all the problems were, or so perceived problems were in my head, I said I have to be focusing on others. And how am I going to focus on others? And to do that, I knew the first thing I was going to have to do was be grateful. Because in spite of all the problems, all the negative, I'm still here. And what's the saying? If you think you have nothing to be grateful for, check your pulse. You're alive. You're still here. So what are you going to be thankful for? And I started with that, and that led me to come up with other ways to just help other people. And Random Acts of Kindness was one of them, and I think there's a big movement for that now. And I think more people should do that. I think they need to. A friend of mine is putting programs in schools, teaching kids random acts of kindness. Let's be kind, because I remember how difficult it can be to be a kid.
Right, especially
you
with
mean.
Yeah, but even bullying right now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, and it's taught at home, and not even by suggestion. It's taught by action.
I've seen it. I've seen, I've seen my dad buy a meal for a veteran without any thought of this person needing to know. You just do it. Just saying hello. Like you said, somebody's on the freeway. Are you going to stop? There's this thing today where I don't know if I want to stop. It could be, who is
be sued, or you could
Sometimes you just can't think that way.
You have to take a chance.
One of the things I did was empathy. And I remember seeing a gentleman with a bucket taking collection or donation, please help, I'll work for food, what have you. And I always, in the back of my head, would see that guy and say, I bet he's not really in need. And when I got to the empathy part, it wasn't – sympathy and empathy are two different things. Empathy is I'm putting myself in his shoes. So I'm going to put money in, and I'm not going to think that he doesn't need it. I'm going to assume he does, and I'm going to give it to him. And it was so much better in my head when I'm thinking that way, as opposed to, this guy's probably ripping people off left and right. And, I can't give money to everybody. I see 100 people a day with signs.
All the time, yeah. And you're right. And a lot of those are, not real.
Mm-hmm. And that's
which is sad. And, but how about the people that it is real? And so how do you cipher, you can't. So you have to go with that.
That's head was in a much better space.
And so I love that.
Thinking that way. And another one was that's, I think, overlooked, and it's really helping someone is listening, truly listening to someone talk and what they're talking about. And the saying of we often listen to respond as opposed to listening to understand. And that day was pretty amazing because I had some conversations that were so one-sided on their part, and I learned so much from just letting people talk. And that's all they wanted to do. They just let it out, and you're not critiquing it. You're not trying to compare it to your story or what they're saying. You just let them tell their story. Amazing day. That was a fantastic one. And
how did you intro into that day? Tell your story. Here you're kind of in the dumps.
Mm-hmm.
And, how did you intro into, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, you mean how did I start this? I remember none of it was planned the day before. Every day I just woke up and I was thinking gratitude, and I read something about gratitude. Empathy, I woke up and there was a story on KTLA, I think, and it was something about a homeless man and his dog, and he was turning in all the cans, and the first thing he would do with the money is buy food for the dog. And I'm like, wow, you know, there's a person that deserves some help.
You know, interesting, I saw this one post, I posted on my Facebook. They were videotaping, and they went and gave this guy $100, a homeless man, and he went to the liquor store, right? And so they're like, of course, that's what he did. And so he said, excuse me, sir. And he goes, oh, do you need your money back? I went and bought something with it. And he goes, no. What'd you buy? He bought all of the people around him more food so that he could. And so he said, do you need it back? And so he ended up giving him more money because he was like, oh, my God, you did something that you – I mean, that's warming to my heart.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of – we don't have a lot of faith in our society, and I think that we need to get back that.
Yeah, somebody who – I saw – there's so many things that pop up throughout the day, but somebody said, I have so little faith in humanity that I look both ways on a one-way street.
That's true.
And I think the negative is thrown out there so much that – you have to wade through this and find the positive. And I have so many friends that are going through so many things. And I found that listening, that's why I go back to that, listening is really important. They want you to hear it. And then they might ask, okay, so what do you think? Or what can I do? As opposed to me going, you know, what you have to do is this. And if you don't do this, that's not it at all. And one of the days I did compassion. And compassion.
What does compassion mean to you?
That's almost, it's an offshoot of empathy, because you are realizing that somebody is going through something, and I may not know what it is, but I need to say, you know, I need to respect the fact that they're going through something and just try and be kind, be gentle. And sometimes, you know, somebody, a simple hello, and it may be the only hello they get all day.
Wow.
And, you know, I did love. That was on Valentine's. It happened to be on Valentine's Day, so
that's a good day to do.
That was a given.
Yeah.
And the last one was appreciation. And, you know, all these things, and I had conversations with people. I said, you don't have to do these same things. There's other things you can do. You don't, and this was for a week, and it changed me. I had people say they were going to do one each thing for a week. So they're going to do 7 weeks of things. And, you know, random acts of kindness, planning that is kind of silly. It makes no sense. It's random. That's going to happen, you know, when the opportunity presents itself, you'll know.
Mm-hmm.
And
unless, you know, I have to say is, you know, what about when you're the random act is, do I have time or do I make time? Make time.
Mm-hmm. And,
right?
But the opportunities are there. There was a gentleman the other day. It was super hot. I was in Bakersfield, 112, and he had his dog and his big bag of bottles and cans he was collecting, and I have like 7 cold bottles of water in my car.
And he
drove up,
and
rolled the window down. I said, "Here," and he was like, "Thank you, sir." I mean, sir, you know, here's a guy who could not say anything, and it's just that's a simple thing.
Yeah,
and
I
just
it.
Saw him act. That's it, act.
Act.
You have to act.
I love
on it.
I love it, John. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'd love to hear what your random acts of kindness are. Please call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to hear them. Mention your name. We'll put you in our newsletter next week. But we want it, not because, but we want, that's what this is all about. We want to talk about the good news, and not a lot of people do that, and we want to share you with our listeners. So with that, call us right now at 419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, I say, it's
what does it mean to be human? award-winning playwright Nick Payne of Constellations explores this question in the West Coast premiere of Incognito, playing at Rubicon Theater September 13th through October 1st. Directed by Indie Award-winning director Catherine Farmer of the Niebrock Trilogy, Incognito received an Outer Critics Circle Award nomination for Outstanding New Off-Broadway Play last year. Incognito will leave you thinking and feeling long after seeing this profoundly touching drama. Incognito runs Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker with 23 years of experience in Ventura County from Westlake to Carpinteria. Experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started a real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until, that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind everyone of some things that are happening. And of course, we've got the Boots and Brews Country Music Festival, and that's happening September 17th. Also, we've got Making Strides Against Breast Cancer. That's October 7th and 14th. I'd love to share that with everybody. Also, we've got Ventura Chamber Presents Jungle Safari. That's happening September 21st. And then we've got, I'm not going in order here at all, but Ventura County Out of the Darkness Walk. That's happening September 17th. And of course, that's all about American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. All of these really just make a huge difference in so many people's lives, and I'd love to share them. One last one is the 26th Annual Thousand Oaks Street Fair. That's October 15th, 9 to 4, over in, off of Moore Park Road in Thousand Oaks. We would love to share that with everyone. And again, there's still a couple vendors, spots open, or sponsors, and it's a free admission. The other thing is the Ventura Chamber of Commerce Taste. That's another thing that's happening, and that's October 19th at the Museum of Ventura. So many events. Go out there. Be a part of any of these nonprofits or be a part of any of these things that are happening. And again, we'd love to share all these things with everyone out there. Well, I guess our next guest is, this is interesting. I always never know how to say what his book is called. Gary John Bishop has been on our show before. And his book, I guess he just puts himself right out there, but it's Un-F Yourself. And really get out of your head and into your life. Gary, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much for having me on your show today, Kim.
You are so welcome. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I'm a what you would call a personal development expert. I'm someone who works with people to really cause breakthroughs in the quality of their life and in their effectiveness in life. So if you're someone who's ever felt like you've plateaued or you've ever felt like, you know, you've got stuck in a certain place in life, then you might come to someone like me to work with you over a short period of time, usually 3 to 9 months, to kind of move you on to bigger and better things.
Wow. Okay. And now you how many books do you have?
I have this book. This is my first book ever. Actually, I traveled the world as a facilitator, like delivering transformational programs to people. Mm. And this book was my attempt, if you like, at giving people something that they could really make a difference in the quality of their life with, that they could read it, that it was punchy and sharp and really inspire them to make real lasting change in their lives.
And I love your extreme title, okay? I mean, how did you, I guess it's just probably how you felt, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm Scottish, so it's a word that I'm kind of fond of anyway at the best of times.
But,
needless to say, I just, you know, I think the thing that really gets me, Kim, is, you know, your life is important. It's a big deal. And it's not something to be taken lightly. And if you're in any way, like I said, plateaued in life, it's not something you should tolerate. You should be demanding of yourself to live your greatest life. So I really wrote that book as a wake-up call to a potential reader to get them really clear about, you know, the kind of interruption that it requires to actually start to live your greatest life.
You know, we were just talking about in our earlier part of the show, you know, you're saying get out of your head and into your life. So many of us do live in our heads, right?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Well, I actually assert that we all live in our heads. In fact, if you're saying to yourself right now, I don't live in my head, then that's you actually in your head right there. So we're in a constant, another way to say it is we're in a constant dialogue with ourselves. We're in a constant narrative about what we can do, what we can't do, what we should do, what we shouldn't do, about what should have happened and didn't happen, about, you know, why we struggle and where we struggle. And you know, there's all of that's fine, but none of that will actually change the quality of your life. It takes action. It takes conscious action. It takes a direction. And to be clear about it, the biggest obstacle to, you know, you having what you want in life is, in fact, yourself.
Yeah, that's a fact. I was thinking to myself that there are so many people and so many ways that we can, you know, the self-help section and whatnot in a bookstore is getting bigger and bigger. So what differentiates your strategy or your message from others?
Yeah. So I have a lot of training in, you know, what it is that makes us tick as human beings. My particular angle, if you like, is ontology. That is, what it is to be a human being. What makes my book different is I cut through the morass, if you like. I explain to people, firstly, here's why you do what you do, which is fine. But then I don't ask you to embrace some concept or some abstraction. I'm not asking you to call yourself a unicorn. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to get in touch with your inner child. I'm not doing any of that. I'm saying to you, here's your life. It's staring you right in the face right now. Here's why you do what you do, which is, for a lot of people, alone is a breakthrough. And then here are some pretty profound tools that if you take this on, you'll cause real breakthroughs. And when I say real breakthroughs, there's so much stuff out there about, you know, becoming an instant millionaire and, you know, moving to, you know, living in a yacht in the Med. You know, I really want people to have real breakthroughs, like a breakthrough in the relationship with their mom, or go ask for a job raise when you've been holding off, or start a business, or start writing your book, or, you know, move to another city. Like, you know, really, like the kind of breakthroughs that are measurable and real and make a difference.
Yeah, I think too many people think that things can be instant, and very little in life is instant. And it requires work, and that's usually where people go off the rails because, oh, you mean I have to do something? Yep.
Well, yeah, you're not going to sit back and life is going to just – well, life will happen. But if you want to almost, as they say, take the bull by the horn and work at it, because nothing in life is easy. There's just – it's just not the way it is. And so you have to persist. You have to prepare. You have to, you know, really have a goal, have action steps. Is that something that you talk about in your book, Gary?
It is. And there's a really important part here. Look, we can all get enthused by something. We can all get inspired by something. And, you know, and I think that's one of the things that is generally as a group that makes us great starters of things. And then life kicks in. Then, you know, I lose my job, or, you know, I split up with my partner, or, you know, I lose all my credit cards, or somebody in my family dies. You know, life happens. And what the book talks about is, what are you going to do when life happens?
Mm.
And it even kicks in with a little of, like, it predicts the kind of typical things that we each do when life doesn't go our way. Mm-hmm. And my assertion is, those are the moments. Those moments when it's not going your way. Those moments when you're doubting. Those moments when you're talking yourself out of it. Those are the moments when you should pick that book up, stick your nose in a page, and have it uplift you and have it take you to get right back on track again.
I love it. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, waking up with us here, starting your day in a positive way. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Gary John Bishop. We're talking about un-F yourself. And
Hello.
We're here. Are you here? Yeah, we're here.
Hello.
Oh. So we are talking about un-effing yourself, and you know, life. I love how he said that, because that's what kind of what I was saying before. Yep. Is how do you keep your nose above the water? I guess you would say, as you feel like you're drowning, and probably not a good thing to be talking about right now. But how do you keep going? Right,
have to find something. For me, it was and just a little thing each day.
Yeah, and faith. You have to have faith that you keep, trying to do the right thing, walk forward, right? Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
There's good.
I think there's really something critical in what you guys are saying. One of the things that we do as human beings is we look for something within ourselves that's going to make a difference. So, do I have enough confidence? Do I have enough passion? Do I have enough inspiration? And
yeah, you know what? And I'm going to even add one more thing to that, Gary. Am I good enough?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, very good. Yeah, very.
Oh my God, am I good enough? You know, I mean, we're all good enough. We're all perfect.
Right.
That's what we have to remember. We would not be here. We would not be one of the chosen, children of God if we weren't here. And we are here, and we're all perfect in our own way.
Yeah, and it's important to understand that at times, though, you got to watch out that you don't get too sidetracked from what it is you're out to do. So I'll give you an example. You know, if I want to start a business, and I don't know if I can do it, and just like you said, I don't know if I'm good enough to do it or smart enough to do it, then I might get, you ought to watch it, you don't get sidetracked by, well, I'll work on myself until I feel good enough.
Yeah.
And what I say to people is, look, that experience of yourself can be elusive. You ought to look in your life and ask yourself, what do I want to accomplish? What do I want my life to be about? Mm-hmm. And every day, am I acting on that thing?
That's the key.
Or am I acting on something else?
Yep, the acting.
And if you're acting on that thing, not only will you accomplish that thing, but you'll also notice your experience of yourself will arise with it as you're doing it.
And you know, I'm going to say one more thing. You have to believe in yourself in for other people to believe in you, right?
Well, as I like to say, you might not feel like today's your day, but you should act like it is anyway.
Oh, I like that. I like that a lot. So, yeah. Gary, what piece of important advice you want people to take away from this book?
Yeah, I want people to get that the cavalry ain't coming. that you are, in fact, the cavalry, and that your life has been waiting on you to show up.
Mm.
And that I wrote this book for people to really get that right between the eyeballs, that this is an opportunity for them. This is their shot to live a remarkable life, and this is not a dress rehearsal for later. It's now.
It's now. That's exactly right.
I really like that. Now, why do you say that the biggest obstacles holding people back are themselves? I really believe that anyways. We hold ourselves back, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's something about...
Where are you from, Gary, by the way?
I'm originally from Scotland.
I thought so.
Yeah. I've lived in the States for about 20-something years
now. Okay.
But you know, if you look in our lives, as human beings, when we start out, especially in the first 20, 25 years, they're very open to the idea of risk. We're very open to the idea of uncertainty, not knowing what we're going to do, and really being up for the game. Somewhere along the line, we start to reach for having things be secure and certain and safe.
Yeah.
And as soon as that starts to happen, we end up living on right in the crosshairs there between safety and risk.
Mm.
And the one thing we need to keep reminding ourselves is that our sense of aliveness, our sense of accomplishment, our sense of greatness happens when we take those risks, when we step outside of what we have grown accustomed to and create a bigger life for ourselves. You can't have that great life you're after if you're fully committed to being safe.
Yeah, I you know, it's funny, too, when you mentioned about getting motivated, or am I enough, or should I do this? And even when you can have a vision of what you think you want to do, what's funny is when you're moving forward positively, you end up doing things that you never thought you would do. They're completely 180 degrees from what you thought you were going to do.
Right.
And that
right.
I learned that one immensely. I mean, there's things that I've done in the last 2 years that 5 years ago I could care less about, and it wasn't.
Correct.
Gary, will you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I'd love to have you stay on with us.
Sure, I'll stay on.
Okay, great. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Studio Channel Islands is a nonprofit organization dedicated to advancing the creative life of Old Town Camarillo and the communities within Ventura County, fostering connections between artists and visitors, and celebrating the cultural identity of our community. Ongoing programs including Artists in Residence Open Studios, Arts Education Classes, diverse Blackboard Gallery exhibitions, cultural events, festivals, poetry, comedy, and much more. Come visit Studio Channel Islands, located at 2222 East Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo, or call 805-383-1368. You may also visit StudioChannelIslands.org for more info about events or view collections or artists. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moore Park and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
This Sunday, September 3rd, get your taste buds ready for one of Ventura County's favorite International Chili Society sanctioned events, the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival at the historic Camarillo Ranch. This year, you'll find some of the best chili cooks in the country. Whether you choose general admission or VIP, you'll enjoy chili tastings and get to vote for your favorite People's Choice Chili. Live music, a classic car show, food trucks, kettle corn, frosty beverages, a bounce house, and games. games. It'll be a fun day for the whole family. Proceeds benefit local nonprofits, Camarillo Hospice, Boys and Girls Club of Camarillo, and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. This Sunday, spend the day at the Camarillo Ranch for the 9th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. No matter what your age, there's food and fun for all. The Camarillo Ranch, just off 101 at Flynn Road in Camarillo. For tickets and more information, go to CamarilloChiliCookoff.com. That's CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to just really quick, mention that this is Labor Day weekend. And really just honor your bodies, honor yourselves. School's back in. We've gone through all this trauma with Labor Day, with Houston, and all these people just displaced. And I just pray for them out there that that they could be back with their families and kind of back to normalization. And so I just really wanted to share that. We're talking with Gary John Bishop right now, and we're talking about un-effing yourself. And, it's a pretty extreme title, but it's about personal development. And I love that you talked about sometimes, have you ever been, and I'm going to talk to John and Tom too at the same time. Have you ever been where you think like, oh, life is just starting to get, comfortable, or you're just starting to get like things are starting to, and then, oh my God, you never know what, because we don't.
Oh yeah, that's
we happened. Don't know what's going to happen in our life. Gary, what's your thought on that?
Well, my assertion is that as human beings, we're addicted to certainty. We're addicted to be able to predict what's going to happen. And if you look at human beings compared to every other species in the planet, that's the one thing we do really well. We predict. But again, it's a double-edged sword, because that certainty that we crave so much doesn't really exist. We live in an uncertain universe. There's just so much. There's so much could go wrong. So much, look at Houston, right? So you really gotta be someone who's willing to develop yourself to dance with the uncertainty, to be able to dance with that kind of flow of life, and to be with life as it's coming at you, and give up the anxiety and the worry of like trying to make it go your way. You'll be a much happier and a much freer human being if you develop yourself to be someone who's out to interact with life rather than force it.
I think, that's an interesting thing. When you have this concrete idea of what should happen, a lot of times not much happens. If you can just let go, you end up in situations and, doing things that you just didn't expect. You weren't even thinking about them. And sometimes that's better to, I always say action is good, but sometimes you have to have some inaction and just kind of wait and see.
Learn how to just be.
What signs am I getting?
Listen, right. Learn, and, Now, what are we going to find in your book? Besides really trying to get rid of our excuses, opinions, judgments, all those kind of things, right?
Well, I make a... Well, I think it's a pretty compelling case that who we are creatures of language. That is, when we speak, we actually experience what we speak. So as you talk, you're actually creating your experience of being alive. So in the book, I give you what I call personal assertions. It's seven assertions. It's seven statements that one would make. And these statements are, if you practice them, you'll actually notice that you start to experience stuff. Now, it's very different from something like positive thinking or affirmations. And why they're different is because both of those elements are there to overcome something, so they overcome some experience of myself. What I've asserted in the book is what I'm saying to people. It really is about drawing a line right in a moment of time in your day and taking a stand for something and asserting who you are and what your life's about. And then using that to, like I talked a little bit about earlier, to intervene with those times in life when you least feel up for it or ready for it.
Yeah, interesting. Now, you have little sayings in your book. Are these your sayings, or have you incorporated them from things that you've read or things that you've learned? Or?
Well, most of them are mine. I mean, there are some in there that I've quoted. So I've quoted some Stoic philosophers and a couple of other people from history that I admire, and to kind of enlighten and expand on some points that I'm making. But most of the quotes that are in there are, in fact, mine. And
One of his quotes says, "Our biggest success are born out of discomfort, uncertainty, and risk."
Yep, absolutely.
And you know, I think that that's something that, you know, sometimes we, you know, we're trying to get somewhere or do something, and you know, and we're stopped in our tracks. And so it's like, do we have to take a different road? Do we have to go a different route? What do we have to do to keep on? And so many of us, sometimes we'll just be shot down and we won't even try anymore.
It's what you mentioned earlier about when you're comfortable, that's when you really need to steel yourself and prepare in a way, say, you know what, it's everything is so smooth that I need to be prepared. So start doing things that are going to make you prepared for when something does happen.
So Gary, what can someone do right now to help overcome their negative thoughts?
I think the first thing you got to do is give up the idea that you can overcome them, right? Which is what we usually do. It's like, well, how do I beat this thing? But your negative internal dialogue, it's, you got to relate to it like it's a mosquito bite or something. So the worst thing you can do with a mosquito bite is scratch it. You know, so you wouldn't sit there and say, well, let me get rid of this mosquito bite by scratching the heck out of it. It's going to make it worse. And that's kind of how our brain works in terms of language. Whatever you focus on becomes your experience, becomes what your life's about. So if you're trying to get rid of a negative internal dialogue, like, I'm not smart enough, you know, you're just going to indulge that. Is it there? Is it not there? Let me find evidence for that I am smart enough. Rather than, and this is kind of what I point to in the book, drawing a line and saying, well, what am I standing for right now? Am I standing for doubling my income? Am I standing for, you know, having an amazing relationship with my wife or my sister or my dad or my brother? Or am I standing for being recognized at work? And if I'm standing for being recognized at work, I'm going to go talk to my boss and talk about that promotion or that raise. So it really is about, it's about realizing that that negative dialogue is something's going to be there, and you're going to have to take a stand for something else.
Yeah. Mm. I like that. Take a stand.
Take a stand is right. Very good. Gary, where do we find your book?
It's in all major booksellers. You can get the, you can obviously get it in Kindle and Amazon and places like that. You can get the audio version of the book, which I narrated myself. So
you get to hear your cute voice. Okay.
Right. And then, you know, just all major booksellers across the country.
Okay. I love just wake up, and you are an effing miracle of being. I love it. So, you know, so here's a question. You actually do personal development, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and so is there a course? Like, you know, I mean, do you go through a course or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I do. I mean, I have personal clients. I have like a very small core group of one-on-one clients, and then right now we are in the tail end of my program called I365. It really is where you get to. It's like spring cleaning your life. It takes 12 months to complete the program. We cover every aspect of your life, your finances, your body, your relationships, everything. It's very, very rigorous. It's very much in your face, like the book is. The next program begins in January 2018, and it lasts for 12 months. And it's, you know,
it's a program that lasts for 12 months.
Yeah, it's very rigorous. I like to, you know, my opinion is, if you want to change your life, you're not going to do that without rigorously changing it. You really got to change your actions. You got to change your results, and you got to have something holding you to account. So I created this program where, you know, I do a live broadcast once a week for 30 minutes on a private Facebook community. And there's printed materials, and you get to really work your way through your life and be coached and directed with a community of people.
Hmm. Interesting. Do you think that we can really change our life?
Oh, absolutely. I've changed mine. I mean, I've reinvented myself more times than I care to remember. Remember, your life is a product of your personality. Mm. Your personality is nothing more than a bad habit.
Wow, that's interesting. Okay, I love it. All right. What's your website if people want to look up and find more about you?
Yeah, it's GaryJohnBishop.com, and you can also find me on Twitter at GaryJohnBishop and on Instagram at GaryJohnBishop. You know, I do free videos and quotes and all kinds of cool stuff you can get for free.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for being a guest here.
Thank you.
Please share our show with all of your fans out there and our podcast. And I look forward to learning more about you and having you back.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on your show. You guys are awesome.
You're awesome, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We
Thank
are
you.
At the end of our show. And wow, that was some good stuff
yes.
there. I love when we're working hard and helping people. And that's what the show is all about. Again, you know, really, our heart goes out to Houston. Happy Labor Day weekend. I hope to see everybody out at the chili cook-off. And there's so many events. Reach out. Be a part of it. Again, if you would like to sponsor our show, help us stay on the air and be here for a long time so we can do some good stuff, I would love that. And, of course, our phone number here is 805-419-0008. And, of course, I always end our shows with a moment of happiness. Work isn't to make money. You work to justify life.
Nice.
With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'll talk to you later.